Chapter 11. Going to be reading verses 23 to 29. Hebrews chapter 11. Starting in verse 23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents, because they saw that he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasuries of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is unseen. By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, so that he who destroyed the firstborn would not touch them. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as though they were passing through dry land, and the Egyptians, when they attempted it, were drowned. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father God, thank you so much for this, your word, this, your truth. Lord, what you have done with Moses and in Moses' life, Father, is an example of faith. And Lord, as we look through this, we recognize that it's an explanation of true faith. Thank you, Father, that Moses had all sorts of choices. Father, he exhibited the choices of faith. We see that because of his faith, he chose certain things. Lord, I pray that you would impress upon us to be choosing what is right and what is truthful because of faith, because we have faith in you through Jesus Christ our Lord, because we have an eternal home, an eternal mindset. Help us to base our decisions, base our life upon who you are and what you have done for us. We love you in Christ's name. Amen. In Ephesians 11, let's go to Galatians, because there is no Ephesians 11, is there? Wow, that's pretty good. Not Galatians either, is it? Does anybody know where we're at here? Hebrews, thank you. I hope this isn't an indication here. Hebrews chapter 11, the writer is seeking to help the people understand that they haven't gone on to faith. They have the truth. They know about Christ, and He wants them to know that Christ is superior to the prophets and the angels and to Moses even. We're going to look at Moses' faith today. But he said the problem is your unbelief. You have all this knowledge, but you aren't believing. You aren't going on to that faith. And so he's trying to help them understand that, showing Christ as the high priest, what they wanted to go back under as a religious system. And he wants to help them not to go under a religious system, but to have that relationship, that true relationship with Christ. And so he compares it in the chapter 8 through 10. He compares the old covenant to the new and shows how much better the new covenant is. It's based on a son and based on promises. It's so much greater. But then we get to chapter 11. He says, okay, you want to talk about faith. You want to leave and go outside of the of gaining a relationship. You want to go back under a religious system. And here's the heroes of that religious system. He talks about Abel, and he talks about Enoch, and he talks about Noah, and then Abraham and Sarah, the father of the nation, and how important they were under that religious system. But he says, you know, these people had faith. They had faith like what you need. They had that faith. And now he wants to show them that Moses was an essential character in the religious system of Judaism. Moses was one of the main people. And he says, now look at Moses and look how he lived by faith. So that's what we're going to look at today. The faith choices of Moses. The faith and his choices of Moses. So we start off in verse 23, and he says, by faith Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents because they saw that he was a beautiful child and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith. So again, faith is the motive here, but we're not actually talking about Moses, are we? We're talking about his parents. Moses' parents had faith. And they made a choice because they had faith. They made a choice to hide him. Look what it says. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden. He was hidden for 3 months. He was hidden, which was an act of faith. That was an act of faith on their part. Now we look at it and we say, well, he was hidden. Why? Well, the government at that point, the Pharaoh, the government, they were trying to kill the one who would deliver the Jews. There was a prophecy. There was prophecies that there would be a deliverer. And so Pharaoh, he wanted them all dead. So any child, any boy that was born in Canaan, he said, I want them killed. Now, the midwives had a little issue with that going on. But his parents said, you know what? This child is special. And if you look at that, it says that because they saw he was a beautiful child. Now, if you have ever experienced having children, you would know that your child is beautiful. You come out of there and say, that is a beautiful baby. That's a beautiful baby. But if you look at somebody else's baby, that's just a baby. I mean, they all look the same, right? They all kind of look alike. But your baby, that's a beautiful baby. And we say, well, that's what they're doing. They're saying, you know, that my baby here is a beautiful. No, that's not what this word is, all right? And it does mean beauty, or it does mean attractive, but it also means special, or there was something that they knew about Moses. And I believe they were given that either intuition or they were given that revelation by God. They recognized that Moses was something special, not just one of their children, not just a baby, not just anybody's baby, not just my baby. But he was something special. And they recognized that, I believe, through God. But they recognized that, that's part of that word beautiful there. He was special. He was set apart. And they recognized that. And so much so that they weren't afraid of the king. They weren't afraid of the king's edict. And if they had been caught, they would have both been killed. But God's design was worth the risk to them. God's design for them was worth the risk to them. And that's where they stepped out in faith. They had a greater fear of God than they had a fear of the king. Now, that is an amazing point, to have a greater fear of God than to have a fear of the king. It's not wrong to have a fear of the king and have obey your governing authorities. It says that in Romans chapter 13, whatever the governing authorities are. And at this point, the Pharaoh was the governing authority here. But the problem was he was telling them to murder. And so they had to disobey, and they had a greater fear of God than they had a fear of the government, than they had a fear of Pharaoh. So they said no. But they hid him. They hid him for 3 months. And after that, if we go back and read it, and I'm not going to go back and read the whole story, but God made it possible for that boy, for Moses, to be raised understanding what he needed to understand for his mission in life. He grew up in Pharaoh's home. He needed to understand that because he was going to be the one who takes Israel out of Egypt. He needed to understand what Pharaoh's home was all about. He needed to understand that whole government system. He needed to understand the language. So God had him put exactly where he wanted him to be. And we look at the story and say, wow, you know, I mean, his parents put him in a basket, floated him down the Nile, and the Pharaoh's daughter just happened to be the one that grabbed him and said, you know what, I want to adopt this baby. This is came from the Nile. I wanted to adopt this baby. And then ended up being his own mother, nursing him and taking care of him as he grew. And I believe that's where he got the stories that he knew to be true, from Abraham and from Isaac and from Jacob, all the stories that were handed down 400 years earlier, what happened 400 years before that. But it was by faith. His parents had faith, and they made that choice to, you know what, we're going to protect this one. We're going to trust God in this. So they, by faith, they hid him. They did what they could. Look at verse 24. Here we're going to look at Moses' faith choice. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. By faith, again, the heart motivation of Moses, by faith, he did something. When he had grown up, the word grown up is the word megas. It's the word megas. We get our word mega from. And it means large or huge or great, but it also means powerful. It means mighty. It means important. So Moses here had become very important. He had become very powerful. I mean, he was the grandson to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh was an amazing... it's not like our president. It's not like that. Pharaoh was a dictator, but he was one that the people would actually worship. He was revered. He was looked at as a god. And so his grandson has an amazing privilege. His grandson, even though he was adopted, yet he was his grandson, and he had amazing power and privileges. And when he attained that, it says here in verse 24, when he attained that, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. The word refused is a very emphatic no. To say no emphatically. He said, no, don't call me the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He had every privilege in Egypt. And you know, remember this would have been 400 years earlier when Joseph was sent to Egypt? And Joseph, what he did, he became powerful and he used that power to sustain his family and to build, to bring his family there and begin the nation. But Moses didn't do that. He didn't want to use his power for that. He refused that power because, look at verse 25, because choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God. Because his people were ill treated. His people were slaves. And he said, you know what? I cannot stay here. I cannot stay as and have all of these privileges while my people suffer. Now, we can go back to the story. And, you know, he ended up killing an Egyptian trying to help Israel or trying to help an Israelite. He ended up fleeing from Egypt. We go back and we can look at all that. But what he's trying to draw out here, he's trying to help the people that he's writing to recognize that Moses had faith. Moses made choices based on faith. And the people he's writing to were making a choice to go back under a religious system so that they could be more comfortable, so that they would be less scrutinized, so that they would be less persecuted. They were wanting to go back under a religious system that would make them feel better in life. But he says, Christ is superior to all that. And look at Moses. Look at what Moses did. He had all of that. He had what made him comfortable. He had every privilege that people could get at that point. He had prestige. He had power. He had wealth. And yet he chose not to stay in that position. He chose not to. The word chose, it's in the middle voice. It means it's his choice. And it's a participle, which means it had ongoing consequences. That choice that he made had ongoing consequences. He chose rather, verse 25. Choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God, to endure. The word endure means join in the suffering with the people of God, which would have been Israel. He chose that. And he chose it over something. I want you to see this. Because it's faith that let him choose being ill-treated rather than what? Enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. To enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. And the word enjoy means to... It means to have or possess. Because Moses had all of those things. He possessed all of the things that would make you fleshly happy. The pleasures of sin. To have that. And the word pleasures means to the enjoyment of sin. You know, you think about it. And I've told the teenagers, when I was teaching the teenagers a lot, I would tell them, you know, sin is fun. Sin can be very fun. But it has lasting consequences. It's a problem. We don't recognize the lasting consequences. That's why he says the passing pleasures of sin. The word passing, it means temporal or temporary. You can put temporary pleasures of sin. Sin is fun for a season. Because it fulfills our fleshly desires. It fulfills that remnant of sin in us. And so it's fun for a season, and yet it has consequences that we don't really recognize. It has consequences we don't think about. So Moses recognized this because he had an eternal mindset. Because he knew he was a child of God. He knew he was with the people of God. He said, you know what, having everything in the world, and he was 40 years old when he left. For 40 years, he had been on the top of the rung. He said, you know, this isn't as great. In fact, look what it says in the next verse, 26. Considering the reproach of Christ, greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. The reproach of Christ. And by the way, that word considering, it doesn't mean flippantly thinking through this, you know. It's like today, do I want to, not today, I already know what I'm doing today. Let's go with tomorrow night. Do I want to go out and eat or do I want to eat at home? It's just, okay, well, I don't care. Let's eat at home or whatever. You know, that's kind of a flippant thought process. That's not what that word means. That word means consider carefully, taking all the ramifications into thought, thinking about this heavily. Because Moses was filthy rich. He had everything, and yet he was wanting to go back with his people. He was wanting to endure with his people. Endure suffering. Endure insult with his people. Instead of enjoying what he had. But he considered this. And the word consider actually means to lead. To lead or to rule or to think. So that thought process led him to make a choice. It led him to choose. What's it say in verse 26? Considering the reproach of Christ, led him to choose the reproach of Christ. Now we look at that and say, wait a second. The reproach of Christ. Christ didn't come until 1,500 years later. Yeah, about 1,500 years later. Maybe 2,000, somewhere in there. But anyway, Christ wasn't there yet. And yet he chose the reproaches. What we're talking about is the reproaches of being in Christ's kingdom. And Moses was... I want to be careful how I say this. Remember we talked about Joseph being a type of Christ because we're never told about sin in Joseph's life, even though there was. We're never told about it. With Moses, he was a type of Christ in that he was a deliverer. He led the people out. Okay? So you look at that and you say, well, he was a type of Christ. Well, he suffered the reproaches of Christ or the reproaches of Christ's kingdom. And the word reproaches means insults. So he chose that. He chose to suffer those insults rather than, what? Verse 26. Rather than the treasures of Egypt. Now, we don't know everything about the treasures of Egypt. But 100 years, about 100 years after Moses was there, there was a Pharaoh, and he died, and he was buried in a tomb, and people have dug up that tomb. And in that tomb, there was immense wealth, tremendous wealth just in that tomb. More money than you can imagine, money-wise, transferring it into money. But it was a huge amount. And so Egypt's wealth was phenomenal. Remember what Joseph did. Remember the dream that the Pharaoh had, and he took 7 years of good, and he collected, and 7 years of poverty then, and he sold it to the world. And he gained the whole world's riches at that point. So Egypt was tremendously wealthy, tremendously wealthy. That's why when Israel left, they took a lot of the wealth from Egypt. They took it with them. And God orchestrated that. But they were able to redo it because 100 years later, that Pharaoh was tremendously wealthy. So there was huge physical attraction, fleshly attraction. He was powerful. He was wealthy. He was important. But he chose the insults of his people rather than that. And there's a reason he chose that. Finish the verse. Verse 26. For he was looking to the reward or the recompense or the reward. He had a focus, a mind focus on what was coming, not what was going on at that point. He knew all of that was temporary, but he had a mind focus. And the word looking for is in the imperfect tense, which means it happened over and over and over again in the past with continued on. So his focus, his mindset was not on his wealth, was not on everything that this world craves for security. You realize that? This world craves wealth or power or prestige or something for their security. So that they can be secure, so that I can have enough, so that I can be important, so that people will revere me, so that I will feel good. And Moses had all of that. And he said, the reproaches of Christ or the insults of Christ or the insults of the kingdom of the deliverer is so much wealthier, so much better. And he fixed his eyes on that. He focused on that. And you know what that's called? That's called faith. So by faith, he did that. Because of faith, he took that and he chose that. And that's what this writer is trying to get across to these people. By faith, Moses lived. By faith, you can too. All right? And I think he even helps with us. I mean, that helps us recognize. By faith, we can live. We can live by faith. And because we live by faith, we make choices. All right? Now here, he's talking about salvation, to come to Christ, to submit to the authority of Christ. Here he's talking to these people. He wants them to come to a saving faith. I think with us, we can look at it and say, you know what? There are passing pleasures of sin. There are a whole lot of things that look good fleshly or physically. And yet, Moses' faith, Moses' outlook was on what was eternal. Guess what? When you're saved, you have the Holy Spirit in you, and your outlook can be what's on eternal. Your outlook can be what's on forever. And if it's not, then you are in danger of making choices not based on your faith, but based on the security of the world, based on what's going on with the world, based on what how we view the world or what we see in the world. We make our choices there rather than based on God's word. I'm not going to get as far as I wanted to get today. All right. But we will start verse 27 next week. But what I want you to see here, and in verse 27, 28, and 29, we see examples of what happened with Moses because of his faith. What I want you to see here is the reason those examples happened because of his faith. The reason was Moses' mindset was not on this world. It wasn't on everything that he could have fleshly. It was on what he had eternally. Folks, that makes a difference in our lives as Christians. We make our choices based on God's word and what we have eternally rather than the here and now. Because the here and now is deceptive. You know that? Here and now changes every day. When my dad... he talked to me when I was in probably, I don't know, 10th grade, 11th grade. He said, you know, if I could just get to the point where I had $200 a week coming in, I could retire. No chance in the world could he retire with 200 bucks a week coming in now. Now, see how things changed? Things change in this world. God's word never changes. God's outlook in our life never changes. So we need to base our choices, base our decisions, instead of on the passing temporary pleasures of sin, base our decisions not on the security that that sin or that security that what this world brings is right. And by the way, sometimes it's hard to tell the difference. We'll look at that next week. But what I want you to see is that Moses had faith in what was eternal, and it caused him to make decisions based on what God said, not what he wanted. We have what God says right here. We have God's word. Let's make our choices based on the faith in God because of God's word, not based on what the world says, but what God's word says. And I know that next week we'll talk just a little bit about some of the differences, okay? I wanted to get there, but we're not going to get there. But lean upon him. If you've never trusted in Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, you can have a relationship with him. Not go under a religious system. You can have a relationship with the God who created this whole world, everyone in it. You can have that relationship with him and begin to live by faith, by faith, by faith. And make your choices by what God says rather than what you want or whether what others want. It's what God wants. And have an eternal mindset. Trust Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior today. Talk to me. Talk to anyone around you who knows Christ. They will lead you to a relationship with him. If you have trusted Christ, make your decision, make your choices based on faith, not based on what you see around, but based on faith. Now, we'll look at some of those choices next week and how it's hard to tell the difference sometimes. But have that eternal mindset. Know that you have a place with him and live your life by faith. Let's close in prayer. Thank you so much, Lord, for your love for us, for the fact that you have given us grace and faith. And Father, that we can utilize that faith in living our life, that the choices we make can come from faith. Help us, Father, to follow you, to be dependent on you. Moses wasn't perfect by any means. He made some dumb choices. We'll look at some of that next week. But Father, these eternal choices he made because of faith, because he believed what you said. Lord God, help us to believe what you said, to read what you say, to find what you say, and to believe it, to live our lives in accordance with what you have given us, our recompense, our reward, which is to be with you eternally in heaven. Lord God, we love you, we praise you. Help us, Father, to depend on you. In Jesus' name, amen.